This is an audio version of the article, CICD, From Code Commit to Live-In Production, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. Before CICD, shipping software was an event. Teams merged weeks of parallel work in one sitting, watched it break in spectacular ways, and spent days untangling the damage. There was a name for it, integration hell. Every release felt like a gamble. CICD is the answer to that problem. Not a tool, a practice. A way of building, testing and deploying software in small, frequent, automated steps so that the risk of any single change stays small. Done well, it turns shipping from an event into a routine. If you have ever worked on a project where deployments were feared rather than expected, this is the post for you. And if you already know the term but cannot cleanly separate continuous integration from continuous delivery from continuous deployment, that distinction is in here too. Foundation Post CICD builds on version control as its starting point. GIT, the mental model, explains commits, branches and the repository structure that CI pipelines watch. Docker and containers, the Y covers the container-based builds that most modern CI pipelines produce. What CICD actually is. CICD stands for Continuous Integration and Continuous Delivery, or Continuous Deployment, depending on context. The two halves solve different parts of the same problem. How do you move code from a developer's machine to production reliably and quickly? Continuous integration handles the first part. Every time a developer pushes code, the pipeline automatically builds it and runs the tests. The goal is to catch problems immediately, before they compound with other changes. Small merges, often. Continuous delivery and continuous deployment handle the second part. Once code passes integration, the pipeline packages it and either hands it to a deployment process or deploys it automatically. The goal is to keep software permanently ready to ship. Key takeaway: CI is about merging safely. CD is about deploying reliably. They solve consecutive problems and they only work well when both are in place. The three terms and why people confuse them. This is where most explanations lose people. CICD is actually three distinct practices. And the abbreviation collapses them into two letters, in a way that hides the important distinction between continuous delivery and continuous deployment. The following table shows term, what it does, and the key point. The practical consequence: continuous delivery gives teams the option to release at any time. Continuous deployment makes every passing build a release. Most teams practicing CI/CD are doing continuous delivery, not continuous deployment. Both abbreviate to CD, which is where the confusion comes from. Common confusion: when someone says their team does CI/CD, they almost certainly mean continuous integration plus continuous delivery, not continuous deployment. Continuous deployment is less common because it demands near complete confidence in automated test coverage. Most teams are not there yet. Following image, three-column diagram on white background comparing continuous integration, continuous delivery and continuous deployment with icons showing what each stage does and whether human approval is required. The CI pipeline, what happens when you push code? A CI pipeline is a sequence of automated stages that run every time code is pushed. The exact stages vary by team, but the structure is consistent. The following table shows stage and what happens and what failure means. The value of this sequence is the immediacy of feedback. When a developer breaks a build, they know within minutes, not in 3 weeks, at the end of a sprint. The cost of fixing a problem caught at this stage is a fraction of the cost of finding it in production. Practical tip: unit tests must be fast. If the CI pipeline takes 45 minutes to run, developers stop waiting for it and start merging without feedback. Target under 10 minutes for the full CI run and keep unit tests under 2 minutes as a hard constraint. Following image, CI pipeline flow diagram on white background showing 6 stages from code pushed through build. Unit tests, integration tests, and static analysis to artifact produced, with failure points marked below each stage. The CD pipeline, from artifact to production. The CD pipeline picks up where CI leaves off. The artifact produced by CI is a known good build, tested and packaged. CD takes that artifact and moves it toward production. Every CD pipeline runs the artifact through at least one more environment before production. A staging environment that mirrors production as closely as possible. Additional tests run here: performance tests, smoke tests, end-to-end user flows. The goal is to surface any problem that only appears at scale or in a production-like context. Then the path splits, depending on the team's practice. The following table shows practice and what happens after staging. Best practice: the staging environment must mirror production. Different database sizes, different network configurations, different infrastructure, staging becomes useless. Teams that cut corners here reliably discover production problems that staging should have caught. Note, some teams add a fourth environment between staging and production, a canary deployment. A small percentage of real traffic is routed to the new version. If error rates stay normal, the deployment rolls out fully. If not, it rolls back. This is continuous deployment with a safety net. Following image: CD pipeline two-path diagram on white background showing the fork between continuous delivery with human approval gate and continuous deployment with automatic release after staging tests pass. At a glance, CI/CD essentials. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What to take away? CI/CD is not about moving fast. That is the side effect. It is about making each individual change so small and so well tested that the risk of any single deployment approaches zero. When you do that consistently, speed follows naturally because nobody is afraid to ship. The teams that struggle with CI/CD almost always have the same problem. They kept their old release habits and wrapped a pipeline around them. Large batches of work, infrequent merges, tests that nobody trusts. The pipeline becomes overhead rather than safety net. CI/CD only delivers its value when the practice changes, not just the tooling. Start with CI. Get the build and tests running automatically on every push. Make the feedback fast. Once that is a habit, continuous delivery is a short step, and the decision about whether to go further to continuous deployment is one you can make with real data rather than theory. Related posts on this site: Git, the mental model CI pipelines, watch your repository. Understanding commits, branches, and the DAG is the foundation for understanding what triggers a pipeline and why. <br> Docker and containers, the why: most CI pipelines produce container images as their artifact. Containers make staging environments genuinely mirror production. <br> how Kubernetes works. The mental model Kubernetes is where container artifacts from CI/CD pipelines are deployed and orchestrated at scale. <br> SAP FOHR deployment using CTMS with CI/CD on SAP BTP. The same CI/CD concepts applied to SAP FOHR, a complete step-by-step implementation on BTP. <br> GitHub for SAP developers actions. Issues and pages explained. GitHub Actions is one concrete, widely used implementation of the CI/CD ideas in this post. <br> Linux command line. The mental model for developers: every step in a CI/CD pipeline is ultimately a shell command running on a Linux runner. This covers that layer directly. Published on rakeshnarayan.com articles.